Ah, it's a beautiful sunny day, people, and we are in a location that we have not been in for a very, very long time.
I know, but you haven't got the bum warmer on.
You don't need the bum warmer today. Today, people, it is super, super warm. I reckon it's like getting up for like nearly 20 degrees.
Super, super warm in the northwest.
It's super warm. It's a rare day.
It's not raining.
I've taken Anna out for a romantic date to the Peak District, to a pleasant car park with, well, if I'd reversed in, it would have been a prettier view.
Right now I've got some barbed wire.
We've got some barbed wire and some bushes. But yes, we are in the car. We are back in the car. And we haven't been here for such a long time.
When we first started, we came from the car only, didn't we?
It
was like
our
thing. Like, yeah, I've missed it.
Yeah, so we may get some funny looks of people passing us by, wondering what on earth we're doing. But who cares, right?
Procedure.
Today we're talking Extra Easy SP as a potential way that could you speed up your progress. It's not always been something that I've loved, but I'm starting to get slightly swayed.
You are, aren't you? And I think today is all about just some little hints and tips we've learned about how you could SP it up a bit.
Absolutely. Right, let's go. Let's do this. Let's
see the ukulele.
Speed. Welcome to Slimmer World Podcast. She's Anna, I'm Claire. And every Monday we give a little bite-sized mojo as your group between group to help keep you inspired. We've been looking at all kinds of different things and we've stepped out of our little makeshift recording studio in the kitchen to put our feet up and talk about food.
I've been wedged by a back door for many weeks, haven't I? With a blanket.
Exactly. So yeah, now we've got the windows down, the sun is good and we're stepping out of the house today.
Yes.
So SP, we actually did Extra Easy SP as a topic back on episode 23.
Do you remember that? I remember that day so clearly.
You do. See, I didn't. Because eventually they all kind of blur into one, but you vividly remember. Mostly because you were wearing a white top and it was raining and we were sat on the floor.
Yeah, and then we had to move into a doorway. And it was when we literally just used to move around random places. It was very windy. It was very windy that day.
It was.
But I remember trying to convince you, because you were not a fan of SP at episode 23, did you say?
No, and I've never really have been. For me, in case you don't know, right, and you're new to Slimming World, there's Extra Easy and then there's Extra Easy SP, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the member, you're the consultant.
Yeah, very.
I have to check with my source here. And the idea is that sometimes when you just want to get a bit of that va-va-voom, that SP is there as an option, but you don't have to do it.
Oh, gosh, no.
And for me, SP has always felt quite restrictive. I love my potatoes. I love bananas. I love my rice. You know, I just like to imagine, you know, some people do SP for a week and it just felt like that was terrifying. But I started to get to the point where I'm like, okay, so if I am pulling my sins back, if I am doing all I can with my food and I just need that kick to get off the last stone, maybe SP is now an option. And I've started to maybe just do one or two meals a week that are Extra Easy SP veganized.
Oh my god.
Because actually there aren't a lot of vegan SP meals available. You have to dig a bit harder or you have to convert some of the meaty or vegetarian ones.
Yeah.
But it's doable, right?
Very doable. I think you've just got to go in with a different mindset, haven't you? The thing I'd say about SP is don't look at it as punishment. Look at it as choice. And yes, if you were going to do a full SP week or a full SP couple of weeks, that may be something that feels a little bit too much if you love your potatoes, your bananas, your rice. But I try and look at it as, can I SP up a meal? Like, could I get out of my three meals today, could one of them be SP? Or could I make sure I get in a couple this week? And maybe look at just making some really good swaps. So I'm a girl who likes the carb bit, the meat bit, the veggie bit. Do you know what I mean? So actually just making a few swaps can still give me the same textural end thing. And that was very technical. Textural end thing. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to lose my chips, but I swap them to Swede or I swap them to butternut squash. Do you see? So actually just making some tiny little changes could have a nice little impact on your weight loss.
Well, what we've done is we've gone through the website, we've gone through a couple of our books, and we've each picked out five recipes, SP recipes, that we're going to share. And we'll make sure that they're on our Instagram so that you can see these recipes and see for yourself what we're talking about. But they are all available on the Slimming World website. So, yeah, and for me, it's all about colour, actually. That's one thing that SP does give.
Yeah, and texture for me is another big thing. So just so everyone understands what SP is, maybe, because, you know,
what
we
the
both
are.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? So SP is the plan which looks at, if you were going to do an SP kind of day, it would be unlimited amounts of free food from the S and the P sections. It would be your two healthy extra A's a day, your one healthy extra B, and up to 10 sins. It's really important, if you are doing it as a day, that you get the 50-50 split of the speed and the protein, because you need the protein to keep you full, and the speed free is the stuff that's going to be really, really dense for very few calories. So yeah, but if you just wanted to do a meal, it could be just swapping something out, you know, so that you got the protein in where maybe you didn't have it before, or got the speed in where you would have like rice or pasta or potatoes or something like that. It can be so simple to do.
It's a little things like, you know, this morning I had my breakfast, which was chocolate Weetabix with berries and a banana. Now the banana wouldn't make it.
Yeah, you just take the banana out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also I would always look at, you know, so you're going to use like a plant-based yogurt, aren't you, that's quite high in protein if you wanted a yogurt. But I would swap, like, I maybe wouldn't have the milk on it. I would have quark or Greek yogurt with that, just to give me a protein hit.
Mm.
So it's just little changes. But I think a really important thing to go back to is, don't feel this is punishment, because it's not. Think about it as choice, and think about, actually, I'm going to really create a meal that I really am looking forward to, because there are some great things you can do with SP that are just a little tweak. So, like, you know, you could do an SP roast dinner. You could do an SP... you know, if you're a meat eater, you could have steak and chips, you just change the chips up. You could have your spag bol, you just change your pasta to courgette. So there are some really quick and easy ways to do it. But I think from the vegan and veggie point of view, I think what's really key is your protein source, isn't it? And making sure that you've got lots of that in.
And that's where I think, like, I'm only getting to the point now where I'm like ready to kind of tackle that, and I became fully vegan last November.
God, isn't that long ago?
We're now talking September, and it's taken me now to kind of really feel like I've got the confidence in knowing what my protein and speed. So don't put pressure on yourself. I think if you are vegetarian or vegan, to like, you need to do this because that's how you're going to go and get the 4 or 5 pound weight loss. Actually, you will also get those losses if you really just nail the extra easy plan.
Yeah, totally.
And for me, that's where it always worked, because I didn't have the pressure. You know, it's interesting you say about like the enjoying your food thing. And when I was sat in group last week, it was quite interesting just hearing, because it's obviously quite a new group for me, so I'm still kind of getting used to familiar faces and actually being in person back in a group near where I live.
It's odd, isn't it?
And one of the things that really like surprised me, I think, was there were some women who were genuinely excited about what they had for tea, right? And that kind of like, and then I had this, and then I had this, and then I had this. And it just really made me think, I've just not really been enjoying my food.
Oh,
I've just got a bit bored.
Do you know what? It's the only way I've stuck with it so long. Like, look, last night I had the biggest tuna pasta bake with loads of crispy cheese on top, and there was loads of pasta and loads of veg, and then I had a really fresh salad with it. Oh my God, feels like you just smiled while you were eating that, because I was so excited by it. You know, like a big burger with Slimming World chips and bacon and cheese. I'm sat here next to you and you're just like, could you talk about any more meat?
But I think what I get though is you... That's not a fart, just to let you know.
She's had a bit too
much. I've eaten a lot of cauliflower, but that is not a fart.
She's lying. I'm opening the window.
But like, so I've done so many different diets. I've got to move my back stuck. I've done so many different diets over the years. But when you talk about what you eat and the fact that you are following this weight loss plan, I will call it, not a diet.
You
always get so excited, and that's what I mean. Like, when I sat in a group and then I hear you talk, I'm like, why am I not like actually saying, oh, I really like this meal, I'm gonna have that on Wednesday and I'm really gonna look forward to it. And like,
do you know why you're doing that?
But I'm punishing myself.
Yeah.
I'm on a diet. Yeah. I can't. Yeah. And this week I flipped it completely and I really just looked up new recipes.
Yeah.
I looked at what I know, everything that's in my fridge and my freezer. I factored in that service stations are a place where I normally like to treat.
Yeah.
And so I knew when I was driving back from Coventry yesterday that I was going to have a fast food small fries portion. Lovely. You know, I'm just going to have my chain coffee Americano.
And you enjoyed it.
And I enjoyed it, yeah. And I factored it and I had a little sweet yogurt treat and I didn't feel any guilt as I had it. I really enjoyed it and I thought, this is what it's about.
Well, it's about enjoying the process, isn't it? Because if you're going to lose weight, it's a hard journey, isn't it? And if every day is painful, you're not going to get to the end of the journey. But if you're looking forward, you know, to what you're going to have, I've got lasagna tonight and I'm so excited. I'm making my own garlic bread and I just want it to be 7:30 and I can eat it now. Do you know what I mean? If you feel like that, you get excited and then you're more likely to carry on and kind of not feel the binge need because you're kind of lacking things.
So. Well, but then, see, that's where I kind of think I open my mind to thinking, okay, rather than think of SP as restrictive, let's just open up the book and see, are there any recipes that jump out? And
yeah.
reading, like, the magazine, like, if you're a group member, then you would have got the most recent magazine for free to download
the
app,
digital
right?
One.
And so I've read the magazine. I don't always read the magazine, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I'm a bit hit and miss with it. But the last two, as they've been part of, like, following as your membership, I have, and it had one of the recipes, one of my five recipes I'm going to choose.
Oh.
And it had it in the most recent magazine, but it is also online. And I'm also using a lot at the moment the SP Sensations
book,
which is available in group.
Mm. It really is.
So, should I tell you what it is?
Go on, you tell me your first one.
Can you guess what it is yet? I don't know why I said that.
Can I just show you my dinner from last night? I mean, look at the cheesiness of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's got some green on there. What's that, a bit of herbs?
Oh, that's it. I put chives on everything.
Chives?
Oh, I love chives on everything. No.
Oh, come on.
No. I buy these fresh plants, right, and I just kill them.
But if you're going to put chives on everything, get fresh.
Yeah, no,
I like speed.
No, but yeah, but no, I just like a dried herb.
Right.
I just like a dried, but look at all that speed. Anyway, carry on. Tell me what yours is.
It does look good. So, falafel burgers with carrot fries.
Oh, so good.
I've got to say, the old Claire would have looked at this and panicked because it's got more than 6 ingredients.
But not the new Claire.
And it also says it's ready in 40 minutes. So I'm like, oh, that's quite long.
But if you plan that in and you could
prep, doesn't have the word microwave in.
Exactly. Or pre-packaged. Yeah.
But yeah, falafel burgers, carrot fries. I mean, obviously the chickpeas are how you make the falafels and that's your protein here.
Right.
But instead of the potatoes, you've got the carrots. Again, you said like butternut squash.
They're my favourite.
We've been given a spiralizer. Blimey, is it messy. It's hard work.
And it's the washing up that kills me with the spiralizer.
Yeah. But courgettes. You know, courgette and things like that.
Do you know we can make... So I've got a spiralizer and I love curly fries. So I make curly butternut squash fries with it. Oh, they're so good. Cook them in a little bit of stock for a couple of minutes and then bake them in the oven. So tasty.
So falafel burgers with carrot fries. I mean, you haven't got the bread buns with this. There's no sins there. There's no healthy extras
is
on that.
Mushroom on
it's mushroom. It's portobello mushrooms that are the buns. And it just... Oh. I mean, it's got 0.5 sim per serving because it's got corn flour.
Oh, right, to add into the falafel.
Yeah,
falafel.
But, you know, like fresh, in terms of like the kind of flavouring, you've got like a small red onion, you've got some garlic, you've got cumin, red chilli, a bit of coriander. Like coriander fresh is something that I will always have, even if it's in the freezer.
I can't bear coriander. I've got that
really?
Gene. Yeah, so there's a gene, isn't there, where you like the taste of coriander, it tastes like soap. To me, it's like going to the dentist.
Really?
Yeah, I can't bear it.
Wow.
So I ate coriander when you made the spicy fishless fish cakes, but I think I didn't notice because you put so much friggin'
chili. Oh yeah, absolutely. And then it's also got on here, you can serve it with some Slimworld hummus, which you can make yourself. Again,
nice.
More chickpeas.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to me, that doesn't look like I'm being restricted.
No.
It looks... great. That's and how a- you how you chop your carrots. I mean, let's face it, like, we got a bag of carrots the other day for 40p. We ran out of ideas of what to do with the carrots in the end.
A roast carrot is good. I see, I'd buy the pre-battered
balsamic vinegar and carrots, apparently, is a winner.
Nice.
Maple syrup and carrots.
Sticky and sweet.
That sounded a bit rude, didn't it?
That's just your filthy mind.
Right, so that's one of my five. What are you bringing to the table?
So, mine is prawn and radish and chive lettuce cups. So, these are incredible. Literally, they're the gem lettuce leaves, because I love that crunch. I'm a taco girl.
Hang on, say what it is again.
Prawn, radish and chive lettuce cups.
Oh.
So, it's basically half a sin each. You literally, I buy the fresh prawns, but you could buy frozen ones. So I like get king prawns, I cook them off, but you again, you could just defrost the frozen ones, some extra like mayo, some thinly sliced radish and some chives. I put some black pepper, mix it all through and then put it in the lettuce leaf. Oh, so crispy, so fresh, so good.
Whatever keeps you going, right? My next one is spicy tofu scramble.
Oh, now I've heard about this, instead of like eggs.
Yeah, so tofu is just so versatile. Initially, if you eat it plain, it will be boring.
It will be boring.
It really will. I learnt that the hard way.
What does it taste like on it? Because I've never eaten naked tofu.
There's different types of tofu, okay? This is what I've come to learn. There's the firm tofu and the silken tofu.
Right.
Both have a P symbol.
Great, so you're going to get that protein
here. Your firm tofu, what's really great about that is you can freeze it, right?
Ah.
And it's often found in the fridge section. So you freeze it, and then when you take it out and you chop it into pieces, or you can chop it in pieces and then freeze it, it that's how you kind of can get that bit more browned, crispy tofu.
That's what I'd want, crisp.
So silken tofu is not in the fridge. It's normally like where the Asian foods are.
Oh, okay.
And it's a carton, you know, which can be kept in your pantry, your dry area.
Your
dry goods area. I don't know. Pantry?
No, it was pantry. Your dry area that got me.
Anyway, I'm trying to be serious.
Have a dry area.
Try to be serious. Right, so silken tofu, I think, is amazing because you can mash it all up. Like, you can do the same with firm tofu, but you can, with silken, you can mash it up to be like a scramble.
Right.
Or you can blend it with, like, I don't know.
You make a pudding, don't you?
Chocolate, choc shot, like, yeah, chocolate spread, dark chocolate, and make it into a mousse. So,
did you let it set or anything if you did that?
Yeah, you do, okay. But you don't really need to that much. I mean,
I've ordered some on the shop, you see.
What's that, silken tofu?
Yeah.
So then this recipe, which is on the website, spicy tofu scramble, which if you're not in fan of spicy, don't put the spice in.
Don't let Claire cook it for you.
Don't put the chilli in.
She takes spice to the next level.
Yeah, so they choose to use silken tofu. And, I mean, for me, I'd always used firm tofu, but I tried it with silken tofu this one last week. And it does scramble a bit nicer.
So
it's
like
a bit
eggs,
easier
it
to bash
goes
up.
Like,
yeah, yeah, just like scrambled eggs, absolutely, and less mess. And then their recipe, they've added things like mushrooms, peppers,
nice.
Spring onions. For a bit of flavour, they've put fresh dill.
Oh, I like
red
dill.
Chilli, garlic, ginger, fresh Ooh. Root ginger.
Great for the immune system.
Turmeric. Black mustard seeds, cumin seeds, and a bit of curry powder.
Wow.
I mean, a little bit of curry powder in mashed tofu goes a long way with
Does
a bit
it?
Of salt and pepper. It's just so simple.
That? Did you ever think meat-eating, alcohol-drinking Claire would sit here and talk about mashing tofu with curry powder?
No,
because I think that's amazing.
I've always liked scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Eggs was one of my staples when I first came to Slimming World. So this is quite nice that I can still have mushrooms, beans,
Could
my
you, like, the
baked scrambled
thing?
Eggs.
Yeah.
And this, I think, is just... It's so, so easy that if you don't have eggs, but you keep maybe a carton of silken tofu in your dry area, then you've always got that. If you're doing a last minute meal, a scrambled tofu on toast is protein and you've got your hex B.
Yeah. Oh, good. Cool. I'm going to scramble some
toffee. I'm all about easy. I mean, this says ready in 30 minutes. It's not, it's less.
Oh, is it?
And if you put it all in one pan, then it's minimal washing up.
Oh, and if you eat it out of the pan, it's even less.
Absolutely.
Totally with it. Should I tell you what my next one is?
Go on then.
Pizza Top Chicken. This is an absolute favourite in my house. Chicken of your choice. I am partial to a skinless boneless thigh that I batter, like with a...
Is that like a serial murderer or something?
You know, like a meat mallet. Do you know what a meat mallet is? Or you could do it with a rolling pin.
I don't have one, but
no, yeah. Don't really need to batter your tofu, do you? So this recipe calls for a red onion, some peppers, some garlic, some stock, some low calorie cooking spray, chopped tomatoes, tomato puree, dried oregano, reduced fat mozzarella as your healthy A, and some chili flakes and basil. So literally all I do is I would poach my chicken for a little bit and then pan fry it and then top it with like tomatoes, the peppers. I'd stick some mushrooms. I'd stick whatever I've got in. I also like to do a bit of onion in balsamic vinegar on the top. Mozzarella, shove it in the oven. It's great with a butternut squash fry. But you could do that. So there's a veggie version. You'd have to make sure you got some protein somehow, but you could use a cauliflower steak. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
So you could do the same with like cauliflower. You could do it with the butternut squash. You know, maybe you could add some chickpeas into that, couldn't you, and top it so you got some protein in. It's so good. This is the winner in
my house. There's like the ham slices, the fake vegan slices, which kind of do it a little bit. Or even like if you've got crispy tofu in chunks or something.
Oh, that could be good on the top, yeah. So yeah, they are, the Daisy eats it, Phil eats it, it's so good. And they're good cold, like if you shred it up and you put that in a salad.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good. The excitement. So I'm one of my five. This feels like a predictable option for a vegan, but it had to be a lentil dal.
Did it?
It's just so simple.
Do you know what? I had never been into lentil dals until we've got a gorgeous member that you know who like does an incredible one, and she sins a little bit of coconut and puts it in, and it just sounds insane. Like, and she says it's so good, like she can add more things into it, she can just use it as a base for loads of things. So how would you do a lentil dal, and how's it SP?
Well, so the one that is on the website is a five ingredient one.
Oh, okay.
So it is really simple. This does have half a sin per serving because they choose to use tamarind paste.
Oh,
I
yeah,
think
tamarind
it's called.
Paste. I say like I've
sometimes
got it in my
I will use like red Thai paste or green Thai paste, and just watch if you are wanting to make it vegan, because some of them aren't vegan; they've got fish bones in.
Check the brands,
check the ingredients. I got caught out by that. Matt was like, that's got fish in. I was like,
oh my god.
So anyway, five ingredients. I guess you know what one is, right? Lentil.
Could it be a lentil?
Lentil tamarind paste. You have cauliflower. This is cauliflower and lentil dal. And then you have the curry powder. And then if you want, some fresh coriander. And
just
like
Anna's,
I'll leave that.
Yeah,
but you know, you can also bulk these out a little bit, like with chopped tomatoes. You know, this has got cauliflower, which is nice, but sometimes I've put peppers in. I mean, yeah, you
I guess anything works, doesn't it?
You can add, I mean, I would probably with the cauliflower, I might be tempted to leave it out of the dal, and I'd make the cauliflower into rice. So I'd have rice to go with it. That's kind of keeping me going at the moment. Cauliflower rice and broccoli rice. It's just an alternative. It's another way to get your S in on the side. And then the lentil dal, if you're not doing an SP day, sometimes I'll just put it on a jacket potato.
Oh, nice.
You know, or some chips. It's a bit like a curry and chips or something. But you can really make like a big batch of lentil dal.
That'd be good.
And then it's something that you can kind of just snack on, like keep in a flask if you're going to work or by your desk.
So filling, isn't it?
And just have a bowl or a cup every so often, especially as you come into winter.
Have you tried the Bang Bang cauliflower?
I have it. So is it like red onion and a bit of chilli?
Yeah, it's so good, like as a side dish to that. And you could make the SP onion bhajis as well to go with it. You could have a full-on go there, couldn't you? Some Bang Bang cauliflower and onion bhaji.
Yeah, it sounds
She's looking at me like, yeah.
No, it sounds great. But in my head, I'm like, is that on a weight loss plan?
I know, it's crazy, isn't it?
Sounds like you're taking me out to a well-known chain restaurant that I'm thinking of. Where we sit on benches and sometimes you sit next to strangers and you eat with chopsticks.
Oh, I don't like that, though.
Oh, I love it.
No, I like that restaurant,
their
but
vegan,
I don't like...
Their vegan menu is unbelievable, but the sinage is like...
It's great. Oh, I don't like sharing a bench, is what I meant.
Oh, if I could. Well, especially now.
No, I just like... If I'm going to a restaurant, I want to share it with the person that I'm with. I don't want Hilda and Hayley and Dominic. Geez.
I mean, I went to that particular restaurant on my own a lot.
Different when you're on your own?
I dined out on my own a lot. Yeah, so it was nice just to say, alone. Can you pass the salt?
Oh, hi, no, what's your like, name? Get knotted, no, love. I'm not passing you the salt. Move off my table. Yeah, that's a good... No, but I think those type of things are like a Friday... like a Friday, Saturday night treat. Like, you can make your dal, you can make your onion bhajis, you can make your bong bong bang bang cauliflower. You could sin up something like a little naan bread. You could, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get a cold non-alcoholic beverage or a cold alcoholic... Do you see where I'm at?
I see, yeah. This is what I mean about your passion. You're always so excited about it.
I'm just an excitable person.
I see
person.
Why you got the job.
Oh, do you? Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, she's my number one fan. God. See why they gave you the job. Shall I tell you what my number three is?
Go on, tell me what your number three is.
It's a turkey meatball with courgette.
Say that like a normal person.
Turkey meatballs with courgette. Oh. You know me, like carboholic. I do like a courgette. I sometimes even step it up and mix courgette with butternut squashy.
Right.
You know, so you've got the butternut squash noodles with the courgette, and then make your turkey meatballs. So easy, but the turkey meatballs have got like carrot grated in them, oregano, garlic, dried chili flakes, but the turkey mince is so lean. It's really
and so
good.
How do you bind it? Do you put like an egg with it to bind
you
it?
You don't
or
need it because no. The turkey mince is quite sticky almost. It like holds it together. I like to pan fry and then oven bake in a tomato sauce.
I agree, yes, I learned that lesson with making my banana peel meatballs and my falafels. Do a bit of pan fry first so they hold the shape.
And you get a little bit of textural difference, a bit more flavour.
Oh my God, we are no chefs at all.
No, I mean, they didn't put us on this podcast for our cooking abilities. Who would have thought, right? Two girls who... And not like I like cooking, but it's not like my number one passion. You've not had a diverse experience of different foods, and now we are doing a podcast where we talk about food. Crazy.
Occasionally we eat it too.
I know.
It's not like we just talk about it, we actually eat it.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing about Slimming World though, isn't it? Like, you could fit your tastes into it, and that's why I love it.
Well, actually, speaking of one that we eat, this is one that I made in the last week, and aubergine is like kind of quite a new aubergine. Addition. I think when we had Sal on a few weeks ago,
yes.
She talked about just really simply getting aubergine, spraying it a little bit of cumin, a bit of coriander, and sticking it in the oven.
So good.
And that's what I did this weekend. And then I also made a couple of like different curries. So this is one that is on the website. So this is spinach, aubergine, chickpea curry. Now they've actually put with rice, so it doesn't show up as SP. But like I say, I've just swapped the normal boiled rice, basmati rice for cauliflower rice
good
instead.
Call. Yeah.
And then it makes it SP.
Love that. Thing with aubergine is it can be really quite meaty. It can hold strong flavours and all sorts of things. I just like a griddle pan and char it, loads of black pepper and salt, and I just eat it as a snack. So good.
Yeah, or when you save your healthy extra A for a bit of your cheese to melt on the aubergine.
Oh, I've never put cheese on. Or you could do like an aubergine bake, couldn't you, with tomato. I like a baba ganoush.
Yeah.
Like char the aubergine on the flame and then blitz it down.
So that one is spinach, aubergine and chickpea curry.
Oh,
with
spinach.
Rice.
Love it.
Yeah. So what's your...
My next one is 5-spice cucumber and chicken stir fry. Now...
Say that again.
5-spice... cucumber and chicken stir fry.
Oh, now, cucumber in a stir fry?
Yeah. Now, I'd always been a little bit sceptical of a hot cucumber.
Right.
Actually works really well. So, you know, you can use oyster sauce. If it's like the consistency of soy sauce, it's going to be a free one. So you can use like limes in it. You get your chicken, you get fresh ginger, garlic. You can make like ribbons. Oh, it's got coriander in it, but I leave that out. Ribbons of like cucumber, and you just stir fry it all. Gorgeous.
Wow, I would not have thought of putting cucumber in a stir fry.
I know, it's mad. It's so nice. But you put courgette in it. Same, yeah. Similar type of thing. Like, I eat courgette raw.
What?
Yeah. Why? I eat raw mushrooms. Like in a salad.
Wow, I never thought... This is where salads, for me, I'm boring.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I know we're entering the wrong season.
Oh, I love
this,
a salad anyway.
I have previously just felt like lettuce, cucumber and tomato is a salad and it's boring.
Have you never put, like, raw... you like cauliflower? Raw cauliflower is amazing. Raw broccoli, but you could just blanch the broccoli a little bit if you want to take the edge off it.
Yeah.
Mushrooms,
courgette. Radish. Radish is good. Yeah.
Radish is good baked with loads of balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
And black pepper. Yeah, I like a... For me, a salad's got to have lots of texture. So, like, spinach, lettuce. I might send some olives in. Oh, I like an... You know when you get a salad and you're like, what's going to be in this mouthful? No?
Yeah, no. I like it. And sometimes it's about colours as well, isn't it? Again, yeah. Making it easy on the eye.
Yeah, and the textural contrast.
Yeah. Okay, right. This is hilarious then. My fifth one that I picked, going from a salad...
I wonder if it's going to be the same as mine.
It's a soup.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you can see I'm going for something here about feeling warm and comforted,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I can see this.
This is what I'm obviously craving right now, which I need to take this jumper off. I'm absolutely sweating.
Are you
gonna be spicy lentil soup.
Oh, now this is... Has it got the... Oh, no, it won't have the parsnips because it's not SP, but... Oh, I love a spicy lentil soup.
Yeah, so, you know, chopped tomatoes, your lentils are your pea. I just, like, there's lots of different lentil soups. There's squash soups, which are on the website. But this one just had a little bit of a kick. Not too spicy. I mean, it's funny how I keep picking spicy meals. I'm rubbish with spice, I have to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely
rubbish.
Do you
not rubbish. Like it?
No, I just get the hiccups, as we discovered.
Oh, really? Yes. do you know what, though? I think that spice gives you that warmth, and sometimes, like, adding a bit of cinnamon in as well can give you a depth.
I've really started to notice flavour. I think once I've kind of, you know, quit the drinking and I've stopped eating a lot of beige carpet buffet type food.
Taste buds have woken up.
Lots of takeaways. Yeah, it's like I am experiencing spice and taste. And I think we've kind of said in the last few months, as many more of us have been at home, we've been filling up our spice racks a little bit more and experimenting. And when Sal was talking about like the pairing of certain spices,
we really
played on that.
Yeah.
And I understand it a little bit more. I take more notice about, okay, there's a soup. What are they putting in it and why?
Yeah.
And even just having like something simple like a vegetable like aubergine with only cumin and coriander to really experience and taste that, I think it's just making me experience food in a different way.
Mad, isn't it?
Hmm.
And have you come across anything you've been like, oh no, I'm not doing that again?
No, I just know that with chili flakes, I have to do far less than I think. You know, like, because most of us, I think, who follow this, we're like, a teaspoon, come on, and let's get a big one. Get the biggest teaspoon out of your drawer. I've learnt, no, you definitely need to get the smallest teaspoon when it comes to chili flakes, Claire.
I mean, I've still got flashbacks of that, like, because
fishless.
It just kept coming. Like, it was like, you thought, oh, it got no.
The waves.
Back here. Yeah.
The spice waves, yeah. the tears in our eyes kept coming.
Yeah. Right, so my last one. It couldn't be an SP without talking about a five-bean chilli. Now, a five-bean chilli to me can be a little bit boring, but I pimp it up.
All right.
Sorry.
What are your beans?
So, just simple. A can of mixed beans.
Oh.
I mean, but we could.
I want to know exactly which beans.
Okay, a flageolet, a pinto, a kidney, a butter bean. How many have I got? Is that four?
This is good. You know which beans.
Oh, I know my beans.
Yeah, but which beans have got a pea?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. What other bean? Could a chickpea count as a bean?
No. No. Haricot?
Haricot. Oh, I do like a haricot bean.
All right, okay.
But if you couldn't be bothered to get the individual tins, you could just get your mixed beans. Now, you could add core mince in if you wanted to. This recipe does. But I just like the actual beaniness of it. Chopped tomatoes, chili, passata, cinnamon and cumin and some peppers. But I like to crack an egg in the top.
Oh.
It's really nice. Like a bit like a shashuka.
That's a decent protein kick there, isn't it? Because you've got the mince, you've got the beans, you've got the egg then.
Bit of Tabasco and some green beans. I like a very al dente green bean.
Mm.
So it's a really good one. You could again serve that with... I was going to say coconut rice, but that wouldn't work. Cauliflower rice, or I like to mix a bit of...
I'd have a roasted butternut squash. You know, where you just chop it in half and then...
Oh, nice.
You know, just get it going roasting nice and soft. Then you can just scoop it out and have it on the side, like, and maybe make a mash or something.
Oh,
then it becomes into like a shepherd's pie, cottage pie type thing.
You could add some feta in as well if you wanted another diamond. Do you know what? A five-bean chili is your friend. It's got endless possibilities.
The thing that I think about SP, and I have noticed it this weekend, is I find myself needing to eat more.
You've got to keep full.
Because, you know, the fact is that a potato, a bowl of pasta, it does have more calories in, and it's going to fill you up,
and
right?
And there's also, but we know that protein is the food group that will keep you the fullest. I think there's a psychological impact with it.
Yeah.
Because I think we get the comfort from the potato, from the pasta, from the rice, and we somehow feel like it doesn't have that, cuddly, filling impact. But the protein... gonna pack a punch. You got it. If you're gonna do SP and you're gonna be full, you gotta nail that protein.
Yeah,
really have,
and get a lot of variety. Yeah, like there's no kind of having a mini meal or skipping a meal or, and no, you've got to use your healthy extras.
You've got to be planned.
Yeah,
you've got to be planned. You've got to know. You've got to have those things, like, you know, make a great hummus for a snack with your crudité. Have things in, you know, if you're a meat eater, those cold meats you can grab. Think about those things that you're going to have as snacks, and also plan those sins in, because you get, if you're doing a full SP day, it's down to 10, so you're going to need to know that if I am adding these into my meal, you're going to need to know. But do you know what, I've never been hungry on SP when you do it properly, but I meet a lot of members that haven't quite nailed it, and they do come back and say, I need some more, let's get the protein going.
Can I just ask potentially a stupid question? Let's say
I never stupid question with me around.
We do ask stupid questions, really.
But I think it's important we ask stupid questions.
Okay.
Because why is it a stupid question? If it's a question you don't know the answer to, that's an intelligent question.
Okay, so...
Am I going to laugh?
No, I don't think so. I think... So let's just say I'm planning next week to do a whole week SP.
Yeah.
But on Saturday, I go and have a jacket potato because it's the only thing that's available. Have I blown it?
No.
Is like my body like come out of keto or whatever the phrase is, so that the SP has been completely cancelled? Like, you know, this is the tricks that you play with your mind. Yeah. And then when you get to the end of the week, you're like, oh, it didn't work because I had that potato.
Yeah, no. A bit of sweet corn, a jacket potato, a Miller Lite and some grapes is not going to kill your SP week. So I think don't worry about that. What it's a true SP week if you've got the S and the P's only. But actually, do you know what? If you've gone out, the only thing that you can take is a jacket potato. Wow, what a great food optimizing choice. You haven't gone, oh my God, I can't do SP, so we're going to have chips with cheese. And do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, don't. We had it when we first started out. When SP came out, I remember one of the great Slim World managers saying to me, because I'd stopped eating bananas and then I was eating two finger Kit Kats, and she was like, Anna, what are you doing? I said, well, I need a snack and I can't have a banana. She's like, don't swap the sins. Don't take the free food out. Like, don't fry your head. Just know that if you add in the other free foods, it's not an SP week. So you might not got your 8, your 9, your 10 pounds that you were going for. But wow, have you made some cracking choices?
Mm.
So yeah, don't overthink it.
Yes. I mean, do you know what? Even just having 10 sins a day kind of slightly terrifies me sometimes. Yeah. I have, you know, like in the last couple of weeks, I think I had been kidding myself about, oh, I can't be vegan and do Slimming World.
Oh,
that was one of the things that came
that's
up.
That's fear again, isn't it?
Yeah. And to have such low sin days, like I kind of accepted, well, you know, to be vegan, you want to have nuts and avocados, so that my sins are always going to be higher. And actually, there are ways around it, and there's other options. Yeah. I just have to look a bit harder.
I think, remember, this is a thing you're choosing to do. And do you know what? Aim for the 10 sins. If you go over, is it the end of the world? No. But don't put such a tight corset on that if you don't do it 100%, you failed. So I think going into this with a realistic view, I'm going to try. This is going to be my aim to do SP. Actually, I know for me, a full SP week isn't going to work right now. So I'm going to do Monday and Wednesday. And on the other days, I'm going to try and get some...
Your pants.
I think I've weaked.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I don't think anybody has listened to that.
That's what happens when you do SB. Is that your wind again?
There's going to be another one.
That was two RAF fighter jets that came over, cracked it there.
We just...
Claire's frozen. I was like, where are they? Are they going to do a loop though?
I think we need to end. We've given you 5 SP.
The power of SP! It's going to pack a punch.
Just like those
sugar plum fairies. Do you know what? I'm proud of Claire. Neither of us swore.
Right, I need a wee. We're going to have to end this episode. It's been lovely talking to you, hearing you.
Happy SP, gang.
Dig out the books, dig out the recipes. We will share those for you as well in all the necessary places. Next week you'll need your packs with you. Will it reveal why as we celebrate my last week of being 36 with a number
36 again.
Relevant to 36.
What are we going to do when I turn 40 in January?
Well, we need to please send your ideas to livingworldpodcast@gmail.com. That's it. Bye.